can't get over. I cannot get over how many Port Authority drivers are dead. Man, I went to the home of a driver who died. He was in his 30s, man. Four kids. And we were helping the family raise money for the funeral. And that was a year and a half ago. And they're still dying. We're going to get into that. We have to. We got to find it. Better way to protect these men and women. Also, I think it's so important that we address this testing issue. And the best communications director in the country, bar none, is Amy Downs with Rich Fitzgerald's office. And quite frankly, she has some important information that my family used, by the way, to get tested, and I would hope you would use. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, Marty. How about you?
Fantastic. Lay this out for us, because actually this is what my family used. We went to a testing site in Cannonsburg. They could not have been more wonderful. And it took a couple of days to get the results back, but it's the test everybody's trying to get. Please let us know.
Yeah, we actually, the health department has partnered with Curative, and they have set up sites all across the county, actually. We have four standing sites in Bridgeville, Greentree, McKeesport, Oakland, and what am I missing? Did I just say four of them?
Well, I went to Cannonsburg, so.
Right, well, that's outside of the county, so I'm talking about the ones in county.
Yeah.
But if people are looking for PCR tests, I just looked up earlier when we were texting back and forth, and there are appointments available today, there are appointments available tomorrow, there are PCR tests, and you can find those by going online and registering at curativebook.curative.com/Allegheny. And if you're just doing book.curative.com, that gives you locations outside of the county as well.
And it's book, as in book, B-O-O-K.
Yeah, like book your appointment, yes. B-O-O-K dot curative, C-U-R-A-T-I-V-E dot com.
And they couldn't have been more professional. Man, we showed up. They give you the test. You actually do it yourself, and it's really easy to do. You put it in this little box. I saw the cutest thing when we were in Cannonsburg getting tested. There was a man there with his little girl. She was about 3 and a half, and it took him a half hour to get her to put that swab in her nose. But but Amy's right again, because folks are desperate to find these rapid tests.
Right.
And I get that, and it's very frustrating.
But and they're doing thousands a day. On Sunday, they collected close to 7,700 tests. Just on Sunday, they did close to 34,000 tests last week.
Whoa.
They are absolutely testing. They're doing, that's over 1,000 an hour at their sites. So not only are those four sites that I listed in place every single day, 7 days a week, minus holidays, but we also have vans that are going throughout the county and offering testing as well. So you can go on to the health department's website to access that testing schedule, or you can just go to book.curative.com/Allegheny if you're looking at Allegheny County only to find next available appointments.
Now, look, you might have to do a little driving, but so what? It's not immediate. It's about 2 days, right?
Yeah, about 48 hours for results. Obviously, it depends upon the volume, but they are processing things as quickly as possible. And Curative doesn't just operate here, as you mentioned.
Right.
It's in Cannonsburg and other areas and other states as well. So they are processing as quickly as possible. They continue to staff up and continue to look for other locations to offer testing.
By the way, it's very, very digitally set up. They sent me a text on my cell phone, on my cell number, that told me my results. And same with my wife and same with my kids.
Yep, perfect, isn't it? It's great. And if you don't have that access, they also have the ability that you can call their service center and schedule an appointment that way if you don't have the ability to do it on the internet, which is also a great option.
Amy, you're the best. Amy Downs, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good day, Marty.
Doing 6,000 a day. She's right. We used it. You have to be a little patient. You might have to do a little driving, but it beats the heck out of pounding your head against the wall trying to get these rapid tests. And by the way, the rapid tests are good, too. But many of the employees want the PCR result. I got to snag Bob in Verona. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Maury. Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for your patience, man. What's on your mind?
Not a problem. The lady you just had on just helped me out.
Excellent.
I'm setting up an appointment right now with Parkway Center Mall with Curative. The earliest one I got was next Tuesday.
Wow.
My wife she had allergy problems, so we didn't think nothing of it until she started coming down with a sore throat. She tested positive for COVID, as did my daughter. They are both vaccinated. My daughter has the booster. Unfortunately, I am not vaccinated, so I got to get this test ASAP.
I'm not judging you, but can you tell me why you're not vaccinated?
No reason why not. I just, I'm on anti-vax. If you want the vaccination, go for it. If you don't, go for it. Just my choice. That's all. I just didn't decide to.
You understand, though, I just lost a friend who died yesterday afternoon. He was on a ventilator, and he wasn't vaccinated. And he was a young man with kids and a wife and a life. And I've lost a significant number of folks who are not vaccinated. I would hate to have you get sick and die. I hope you understand. I'm coming from a viewpoint of compassion.
I do. This has changed my mind. I will be getting vaccinated once I get the test.
Good.
You said earlier about we were supposed to have these tests handy for
us. Yes, sir. We are, sir.
And I just got to put the blame on the federal government
I do too.
Protecting the citizens of their country.
It's true, sir.
They're more worried about their self-esteem or their what they project to the public, and it's just so wrong.
It is, sir.
That some of these politicians need to wake up and get their heads out of their rear end.
That's right.
And actually smell the roses, not what's up. And I'm sorry for saying that, but these politicians have really got me irritated with what's going on.
All right, my man. Thank you. We had to dump that. You're not allowed to say that. I like you, Bob. And you're not allowed to swear on the air. And he was doing it out of, by the way, a passion and his frustration. And I completely get everything he said. And as you heard him say, they're going to get this test. And the curative information that Amy Down just gave is fantastic. Fantastic. There are appointments in Bridgeville today for you, Bob. There are appointments in Bridgeville today, Bob, for you and your wife and your daughter. Amy, thank you. Amy Downs, the best communications director out there. I want to talk about what's happening to these Port Authority drivers and how do we protect them further. It's unbelievable, unbelievable. These men and women, one of the toughest jobs on the face of the planet, and now they're dying. We've got to do better. Hey, regarding testing, check it out. Get Marty Page on Facebook. Get Marty Page on Facebook. There is a link right there, right at the top of the page. Book.curative.com. Check it out. And there are, and thanks to Amy Downs for tuning us into this, there are appointments tomorrow at Chatham University and Braddock. There are Bridgeville appointments today. My family, as I said, we went to Cannonsburg. And it took a couple of days, and they text you the results. The rapid tests, can't help you. I don't know where to go for that. I just don't. One more time, on my Facebook page, Get Marty on Facebook. Okay? Right there at the top of the page, there is a link, book.curative.com. Very, very professional. Whew. Man, I tell you, I heard the Raz reading this morning, and it rips your heart out. I went to a home, man, right when the first wave of COVID shut everything down, the home of a family member of a Port Authority driver who was dead. He was in his 30s, man. Really cool guy. Just bought a new house, three little kids in his 30s. Now, again, he had some underlying issues, including weight issues, granted, but he's dead from COVID. And you think, man, as if this isn't bad enough, then I hear Raz this morning, there's another Port Authority driver dead. It takes your breath away to imagine that these men and women that are out there driving, this is one of the most difficult jobs on earth, outside of the dangers of COVID. And to imagine that now they are dying driving a bus, it's just absolutely horrible. In this most recent surge, has more drivers sick than ever before. They got nearly 30 drivers positive right now. The operator that just died Saturday. They've now had 7 deaths. 7. Is there a better way to protect these drivers? Maybe. And I wanted to bring my friend Rob Kania, who was just on here yesterday talking about COVID and his situation battling COVID. But he also has a business where they set up protection zones, companies, schools, buses. Rob, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, the numbers are mind-boggling that we would have 7 Port Authority drivers dead. What can we do better, sir?
You know, I think it's an additional challenge when you're talking about bus drivers, police officers, you know, people that are moving in and out of vehicles like that and around a lot of different people throughout the day. There's a lot of things we can do. The authorities, all the bureaus, everybody kind of have to get in the post 9/11 mindset when we did everything we needed to do to improve security across the country. This pathogen, COVID, we need to do everything to improve the health and safety of our public servants, our workers, you know, the police officers, the bus drivers, everyone. And I think what this Omicron variant is showing us is what we've been talking about for almost 2 years now. We need every tool in the toolbox. Vaccinations are not going to stop people from getting sick. So, you know, what else can we do? We're almost 2 years into this, and we have to do more. So there are a handful of tools out there. Thankfully, these are not new things. These are protections that have been used in ambulances for a long time, in operating rooms for a long time, and they're being customized and modified to be used for vehicles, for, you know, classrooms and schools and things like that. They're mobile units, so there's a lot of things out there, but we kind of have to get to that point where we're saying, hey, we're going to invest in these solutions. We're going to remove human error from disinfecting schools. We're going to, you know, implement these items, and we're going to start to move forward and just change how we do things.
So, Rob, what you're saying, there is specific equipment that could be put on buses that would make them safer, obviously not COVID-free, but safer, sir. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yeah. There are very specific products that will completely eliminate all health threats, every pathogen, allergens even, bacteria, germs, everything on a daily basis, a weekly basis, you know, whatever routine buses want to use. There are our mobile solutions to confront the challenges faced by urban and rural school districts to improve, you know, equity in the classroom and getting all students the same level of protection. But these are things that have been used, like I said, in ambulances and operating rooms for decades, and they've been modified for pretty much every industry you can imagine. Right?
Hey, Robin, any of that equipment on buses right now?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. I know, you know, different schools, different transportation authorities have made some errors in what they're utilizing, and it's hard because there are a lot of products out there that don't do anything. You know, just because, you know, people hear about high MERV rated HEPA filtration. Well, COVID as a pathogen is too small to be caught in most filters. So, you know, you have to combine a highly MERV rated HEPA filter with bipolar ionization and controlled UVC. Those three things together eliminate COVID and all other pathogens. So I'm not sure, you know, what's being done now, but obviously with case counts on the rise, some additional solutions everywhere in every industry need to be examined.
Rob Kania, thanks, my brother.
Thank you, Marty.
Got to do more, man. A pizza joint becomes a part of your family. It just does. It's it becomes a second home. Man, when we first got married and had our first baby, we would drive to Harry's, a pizza. You familiar? No. It's a fantastic pizza joint, Peters Township. It's just the service, the pizza, everything about it is just magnificent. We grew up on it, man. And in the process, you meet the folks who work there. And every time I went in, David was in there. Just a fantastic guy, young guy, five kids. And the pizza's magnificent. Why do you care? Why am I saying this? Well, one of the waitresses who I love, actually, one of my favorite people on earth, because she's sassy, she's kind, she's witty, and they're just it's like family when you go in there. And man, she posted something that rocked me a week ago. David died. What? What? It's hard to imagine a man this young would die. And tragic incident. And leaving behind this legacy and this big family. And quite frankly, arguably one of the best pizza joints anywhere. And folks wanting to know what the heck's going to happen next. And they're going to give it a shot, man, to go without Dave. And I wanted to bring Stacy on because I think it's important that we talk about him and the business and the input on the community and the legacy and Harry's Pizza, because I think it matters because it's become part of the community. Stacy, good morning, my dear. How are you holding up?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
This has been horrible for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
it's just a shock.
Yeah, so people understand, it came as a complete shock. Tell us what happened. He started feeling dizzy or disoriented or something.
He called Jen, said he had the worst headache of his life. And within probably 36 hours, he was gone. It was a brain bleed. 50 years old. He will be 51 in 2 days. And it was sudden.
And by the way, he's family to you, right? I mean, this is family to you. This is your family, right? In essence.
18 years, Marty. 18 years we worked side by side. He was my work husband. I have a wonderful husband at home.
Right.
And he was my work husband.
And then beyond that, he's got five kids and a wife.
He does. He does.
How have you tried to wrap your arms around this and understand this? How have you done it? And the other employees and his family, how?
Because he put so much time and effort and energy into making Harry's Pizza a part of not only the Peters Township community, but the South Hills community for going on 19 years. Mm. And if we were to all wash our hands of it right now, it would do him, it's an injustice. We don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows. But we sure are going to give it a try. Like right now, he would say, get to work. You know, and I'm trying to remember all the Dave-isms that he would say. But he did so many things behind the scenes that nobody knew about. You know, one of the things that we were supposed to do actually this week, there's a food page, and Nate contacted me. This little boy lost his mother, I believe. And he wanted to cook. He wanted to be a chef when he grew up. So Nate reached out and said, hey, would Dave let this kid come in and make pizza? And one week before he passed, I came to Dave and I said, listen, I know there's a ton of stuff going on, but this kid wants to come in and make pizza. And Dave said, get them in here. You know, the Washington City Mission. I said, look, I want us to be a drop-off. Whatever you want, Stacy. And from taking pizzas to the mission and seeing, he said, Stacy, whatever they need. And he wanted no praise, nothing in return.
You're trying to go on.
In fact, to help people.
You're starting up again, like right now, in essence, right? Tell us what's happening.
Right now, when I walk up, when I get off the phone with you, Marty, I'm walking in. It is the first day we will be open for eat-in in 14 days. We do have limited hours. We're 12 to 8 until Columbus Day. And then Columbus Day, it's, you know, let's get back at it.
There was some doubt and some real concern about whether you could go on, but you said you have to do this, right?
We have to do this. And it's his family. His nephew will be here with me in the day, Danny, whom Dave trained. So all these kids that are making pizza and these young men and young women and people say it'll never be the same. Well, they were trained by Dave. They were all trained by Dave. And, you know, I said before, Marty, there's not another Dave. There's only one Dave. But we got to go on. We're going to go on for him, and we're going to do the best job that we can.
Hey, I'll do anything to help, my dear. You're opening today at noon?
I know you will.
You're opening today at noon?
Yes, we do.
Harry's Pizza. It's become part of our family, and it is a Stacy's family.
I know.
And what you're doing takes so much courage. And you know I love you. I love your sense of humor. I love your wit.
Oh, we love you, Marty.
And you guys, you know how to get me. Tell me anything you need, okay?
Thank you, Marty.
All right, my dear. We'll talk to you. It's hard to imagine, man. Guy's 50 years old with 5 kids running a pizza joint. I'm telling you, it's an amazing place. And it's a family. And they're ripped to shreds. And they thought about closing and said, we can't. And they're open today, Harry's Pizza Peters. Check it out. And anything they need, we will help them. I wanted to mention Harry's and Stacy because I think, in fact, I know pizza is very personal to all of us. I'll tell you what happened. We never get in fights. My wife and I, we just don't. Because she's just a better person. She will not let me fight with her. I'm an idiot. I'm a 7-year-old, and she is amazing in handling my small brain. We had our first baby, and we hadn't been out of the house for, man, it had been several months. And she was craving Harry's Pizza, and it's about half hour from our house, 25 minutes. Drove to Harry's. Picked up a pizza, and on the way back, Christine had it on her lap, the box, and a guy cut us off, and the pizza from Harry's that we drove a half hour to get and a half hour back flipped over into the back seat of the car. It was literally laying folded up on the back seat of the car. Discuss. She had a breakdown. Very emotional, right? I had a breakdown. We had a fight. I parked the car so mad. I was mad at the pizza. I was mad at Harry's. I was mad at Christine. I was mad at myself. I cleaned it up. I saved one piece. I gave it to her because she loves Harry's Pizza. That's the truth, man. It flew over the seat of the car into the back seat. It was disgusting. She threw it over her head because she said she was worried about the pizza burning her. I snapped like a moron. Like a moron. I saved one piece of Harry's and at least she got to eat that. But My point is, it's a part of our lives, and so was Dave. And to imagine that a 50-year-old man with five kids would be dead and leave this legacy and all this pain is unimaginable. And he would want us to help keep the joint open. And so let's do that. Harry's is open again in about an hour. And it's one of the best pizzas you ever eat in your life. Dave would want us to enjoy it and continue to enjoy it. God bless you, Dave. We will never forget. Seriously. Whoo! Hey, man. Next hour, if you have a loved one in a long-term care facility or a nursing home, do you have any idea? No, this is actually very disturbing. Do you have any idea about the other residents? Anything. Criminal backgrounds. Could they be sexual predators? I'm serious, because they're out there. Man, I found this when I did an investigation of group homes. They were putting folks who were rehabbing from heroin and committing felonies into group homes with your parents, and they're doing it in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. You've got to hear the information you're about to hear right after the news.